Eric, Levi. The happiest can be in hectic situations.
Putting MLT. Have you heard the science is real? On the show, the science is real, dude. They hired real science for the science on the science. The show of when they make the show joke. When they say about Heisenberg, the science is real. They hired a man from Harvard, and that man, he takes their packet from the writers, and he takes the writer packet, any new writer, and he brings it to Yale. And then a guy, the Harvard man gives it to Yale, and the dean of students at Yale, he lights it on fire. And if the smoke comes out white from Yale and or wherever I said, that means they send a pigeon to Oxford. And Oxford, when it gets there and the smoke's been white, the Oxford dean of students, what he does, he brings in his favorite intern. The one he's having sex with at the time. That one? And he kills her. And when the blood turns red, which it does because that's what blood is, that's how they know the science is real on Mr. Bazinga Man's magic show.
Did you know that Neil deGrasse Tyson was in Bazinga Boys?
Did you know it took 12 years to make the movie Boyhood? 12
Wait.
Years.
Wait, what
is the that? Science is real on the Bazinga Boys.
In case you couldn't tell, well, first... Welcome to TV for White People.
It's TV for White People. I'm Levi.
I am Eric.
And we're talking about the Bazinga Boys.
Everyone's favorite sitcom, Bazinga Boys. Well, the Big Bang Theory. I have to remind myself what the title of that show actually is. Sometimes there are just joke titles like that where I have to stop and be like, wait a minute, that's not what it really is called. It's called something else.
I can't believe we've... And it only took Slaying the Beast, which that was us who did that. I did it.
What?
Getting that show off the air. And by that, I mean, they did it. Is it still on the air? I thought that they ended it.
I thought it's ended.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows that, like, well, it got syndicated. So you kind of, like, you slayed it. But then as it was dying, it was like, but I'll live in the land and in the air for all of time.
I put Chuck Lorre in the Hypercube.
When your firstborn child was born, he had Sheldon's face.
God.
And you knew that secretly you had lost the war against Bazinga Boys.
Every kid in high school had to be called Sheldon, no matter what they look like. Everyone was told you'd wear a fucking The Flash shirt and be like, "You're Sheldon."
That. That might have been the tail end. I guess people must have been real huge into Bazinga. That'd be so funny if Bazinga Boys was like really popular on Tumblr or something. Everyone loved it,
dude. Yeah, that's because it is.
What?
Yeah, dude, listen. All of those actors got paid $1 billion an episode. You know what that means? That means every person in America was watching it every episode.
It's like a modern Friends, you know? Modern day Friends.
It's like a modern Friends, except you can't find out who actually watches it except, like, your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, but if it's only your parents, why is everyone at school saying it? So I lied. Because you do know.
It's meme.
They have to be watching
it. It's memeable. They got memes out of it somehow.
They didn't.
They don't do
what
it on
meme. Have you seen?
You've heard memes, Bazinga Boys. That's a meme in itself.
That's us saying that.
Other people say that.
I've
seen people on Twitter say it.
I don't know. I don't know about all that.
There's no need to fact check it.
Is that
listen,
Bazinga Man Sheldon?
I'm not saying the creators of the show made the meme. I'm just by happenstance.
It's like how every kid who wore glasses in school got called Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Every kid who didn't get pussy in school was called Sheldon. And this goes for elementary school, too.
Well, they were called Young Sheldons.
Yeah, they were called Young Sheldons, dude. That's the biggest show on TV right now, Young Sheldon.
Is that on? You know, for a very long time, I didn't know that... I thought people were fucking with me when they said that was a show.
Yeah?
I didn't know that was a real show. No, I've never seen... I've seen an episode of Bazinga.
Yeah.
Disclaimer. Out of all the bits and pieces of episodes of the show that I've seen at least a full episode. I don't think I've sat through and watched a full episode, but we've seen Bazinga Boy.
Well, it's the most important thing you have to know.
I don't know what young Sheldon looks like. I've never seen...
He's a little kid in a bow tie.
I mean,
the most important thing you have to know about...
Is it Ben Shapiro?
Bazinga Boys is that the science is real on the show, and if you check the science of the show, you'll see that actually they're all sciences.
It's cool that
that's why they had Mayim Bialik on it.
It's cool that that matters to people. Like, people needed a break from Star Wars.
Yeah, dude.
They were like, oh, Star Wars is just so high fantasy sci-fi. I need, like, something that's grounded like The Martian.
I need something grounded in reality. I need a show that has the courage to tell me
that a bunch of
that professors can't get pussy.
Yeah, that these PhD losers can somehow.
That's the difference.
Pull.
In the way that Game of Thrones, when it was first on, was enormous. Obviously, it lost steam, and or maybe it didn't. Maybe it got even more viewers, but it's because it was grounded. Unlike Lord of the Rings. And so for our version, which we're going to make in the second half, not just right now, but in our version, Sheldon...
Are we going high fantasy in our version?
No, the opposite. We have to ground
it
in reality.
Grounded.
No, it's not...
I think we should give the people what they want.
It's a cartoon.
Oh, that's not grounded.
No, I'm saying Big Bang Theory right now is a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
That's why, like, they have...
Yeah, because these people...
That's why the Indian man
sex.
Can't talk to women...
They give up on that. They get tired of that.
Because I remember that was like the whole thing. You go into a GameStop, and on the GameStop, there'd be Big Bang Theory playing on a loop somehow.
Yep.
And it's just a scene of the Indian Raj. That's weird. His name is Raj. But Raj on Big Bang Theory.
Listen, just you think it's weird, but then you go like...
But who is it for? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's
this
show for?
Yeah. My thing is I also was like, is that racist? And then I was kind of like, I'm not going to think about this too long.
Dude, he's named for the British Raj. Yeah.
But, that's his
moment. Raj on it would just be cowering in a corner because a woman dared to ask him where the bathroom is. They're all professors at a school, right? Aren't they all like...
They're PhD. Yeah, they have PhDs. And I think...
Yeah, and they work at universities.
If not at the beginning, they do eventually are just like... They might just be teaching classes from the beginning, but yeah, they're doing like research and stuff at least. They are like called doctors and professors and blah, blah, blah. And they make fun of one guy for not having a PhD.
Yeah, which this gets in a roundabout way what I was going to say, which is that in my version, Sheldon gets put on administrative leave because he was sexually harassing all of the women in his classes each
time.
You think
Sheldon would do that and not, not the other one?
Yeah, because
the one that was with Katie
well, no,
because
he'll
you say
the Quark. Guy from Suicide Kings, but Sheldon will be at the dean's and it'll be like, dude, you have to stop. You can't be calling them sugar tits. Number one, that's you're not old enough to have even heard old people calling you that. What are you holding that up to me for?
Suicide Kings?
Oh, Suicide Kings. I don't know if he wrote a book named that. That's George R. R. Martin book he held up at me.
Yeah, there's this George R. R. Martin book called Suicide Kings. It's about, like, superheroes, so I don't know if that's what the Suicide Kings you were talking about is about. Okay.
The Suicide
Kings I didn't
Kings
think they
about.
Made a show for it, so.
No, that's a movie with Christopher Walken where they hold him hostage.
Anyways.
Sheldon will be being placed on administrative leave, and he's like, you keep throwing pencils down and going, now bend over and pick it up for me, Sheritz. And he's like, that's such an old thing to be doing, man. You can't get away with that now just because of how old it is. And then Sheldon will be like, I can't pick up on social cues with like hands in the air. And he's like, bazinga, man.
I feel, okay, these characters are like so
that 18-year-old, that 17-year-old girl, she came on to me, man. What am I supposed to do? Also, he talks like that in my version.
Again, I think that maybe there's another character in the show that this could apply to better, but
Bazinga.
These characters are so socially awkward in kind of the same way that I feel like by the end of us workshopping this, they will all be sexual predators.
Yeah, they already are, really.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, no. They basically just made characters that are like your dad.
Yeah.
Staring at, like, porn that his friend sent him for some reason.
You know what, in my eyes...
But he's a nerd in the show.
...a fun, sympathetic character is for the modern day.
Uh-huh.
One that just cannot bring themselves to see women as people. That's so cool. It's so cool, but it's done in, like, this nerd-ass way on it that makes you hate it. Because, like, you get called Sheldon, and you're like, no, I hate women the normal way. I'm not like him. Don't call me that. I get it. I don't fuck. Sure. That's understood, dude. Yeah, I get it. I am an incel. I am an American.
I am that.
I am that. That is me.
I'm 100%
that. 100%
that.
So it's like, yeah, I'm an incel. I hate women, all that. But I don't do it in a nerd way, alright? I do it in the normal, cool way that makes people like me.
Your hand just slowly balling into a fist, just white knuckled. I'll show you! I'll show you!
Yeah, dude. That is what would make me turn to violence, is getting owned that way of someone. And it's always fucked up.
Wait, if,
like,
I call you Sheldon...
Well, no, you can't, because you do it, like, ironically. It would have to be from someone who likes the show.
I've been meaning to tell you this for a long time. You're a real Sheldon, bro.
You can't get me on this one. I'm saying, all right, what
fine.
It is,
you're a real Howard.
It feels like an Owen when,
you're,
like,
you're
someone
like
who likes the show.
You're like a Raj, dude.
Dude, I am like a Raj, man.
Through all the characters. You're like a...
Yo, man, I'm like a Raj because I don't talk to women, dude.
You're like a Will Wheatley. Is that the guy?
Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
And I am like Will Wheaton.
You're like Will Wheaton.
Because I starred on Star Trek when I was a child, and everyone loved my character on it. I played Picard, dude. Yeah, you fucked up there. You forgot Will Wheaton was Wesley, dude.
No, what? You just said you're Picard. I said you're Will Wheaton, you agreed, then you said you're Picard.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm like Will Wheaton, because as a child, I played Jean-Luc Picard in the Next Generation before I was born.
Then I didn't forget who Will Wheaton played.
Yeah.
You forgot who
Will
Wheaton
played. He
looked
at me like I was going to get owned by getting called Will Wheaton. Just because he's also a sexless nerd.
No, I was looking down sad that you had owned yourself in such a magnificent way by calling yourself
How much pussy you think Will
French.
Wheaton gets?
Huh?
How much pussy you think Will Wheaton gets?
I don't want to think about that.
Dude, now let's go down this.
Especially since if we really do this thought experiment, we gotta...
I want to do a social experiment with
it. You're just doing Billy on the street. You're just running around and being like, have you fucked Will Wheaton?
You fucked Will Wheaton?
Give me a dollar. I'll give you... Give me a dollar. Tell me.
Give me a dollar. Give me a dollar if you fucked Will Wheaton.
Screaming.
Because it's like everyone else on the show, you know they get pussy. Even Data, dude. There's no way.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Big Bang Theory.
Dude, everyone on Big Bang Theory is getting pussy. I'm talking about Star Trek. Everyone on Star Trek's getting pussy. Like, there's no doubt in my mind about that.
I mean, yeah,
all
probably.
Of them are.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, dude, even Data. But then you get to, like, Will Wheaton.
Data especially.
Like, oh, Data especially.
He's a robot.
Yeah, he was a robot and everyone wanted
to
fuck
him.
Wait,
we mean
the
in
show.
The fiction or in the actors?
In the actors.
Oh, okay.
The actors.
I thought for a second you were just like, yeah, man, Data, every time they go planet side, Data is off the ship.
Dude, Data does fuck in that show.
I mean, yeah, of course, they all do. That the shows
yeah,
are
it's
about
so
fucking.
Weird because he's like a robot.
Every third episode, like, we gotta put fucking in it. People aren't gonna watch anymore.
Yeah, no, oh, what's his name? Number one. The guy with the beard in Next Generation. How have I forgotten this?
Riker?
Yeah, Riker. Yeah, dude. Riker, like, in every episode has sex.
Yeah.
It's so fucking
then,
weird. That
then,
show,
and
Next Generation
episode.
Is awesome because it's all about how much Riker loves to fuck.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. He's great.
Yeah, dude, he's so awesome.
And then Picard is constantly like, no, I have to repel pussy.
Yeah,
I can't
yeah, dude.
Get near
and
me.
That's why Picard is also awesome.
Picard knows that if he fucks, he'll have to make Riker the captain.
Dude, that's why I'm a Picard.
He refuses.
That's why I'm a Picard. I'm like him, Volcel, dude.
You're just bound. I was telling
I'm
someone recently
celibacy.
That a Volcel was worse.
Nah, that's not worse. It's better.
You don't think it's worse?
How is that worse?
They choose that.
Yeah,
life.
Dude. But they could be getting all of it they wanted.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's how it works. See, that's why I'm like that. That's why I'm that. So, the Bazinga Men of Bazinga Boys.
Bazinga Men. Don't get us started on the Bazinga Men.
On Bazinga Men. So, like, all... This show is about the freaks of science and the mistake of getting into it. No one should be in science, and it is right about that. But yes, then it's also sucks. Like, the show also soys over, like, how, oh, it's so awesome that all these bits and jokes are science, dude. They're all science. Did you hear the science is real?
I've heard that.
They got a mouse to look over it as a screenwriter, and when the mouse is done, they give it a cheese, and then if that kills the mouse, all the science is real on the show, dude.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude, that's how it works. It's mystic.
Yeah. Those... God, why do all of our dads like that show? You don't have to actually answer, I know why. I've seen the women on the show. It's just...
I don't understand it, because...
Can't my dad just watch porn just on the TV?
Right? Like, just watch porn, dude. But it's not that, because they do find it funny somehow, except
yeah, no,
the jokes aren't made for anyone.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't... This is a travesty to comedy, number one,
also,
and a good taste.
Also, like, okay, so, like, you know, my dad's kind of, like, Republican.
Yeah.
But I've seen, like, no, like... Not to say that there's some great fucking ideological arguments going on, but there is no sort of, like, partisan divide in viewership of this show.
No,
you'd think that a show where they're all science-y, blah, 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 all science is real, that at some point you'd alienate some people that are like, whatever. But, like, I've never seen
that
happen.
No, because they're about space, so they never get the chance
to go,
like...
That's true. They never got the chance to talk about vaccines or something.
Well, yeah, they never had to talk about evolution or fucking, like... global
I mean,
warming or anything.
Well, I don't
why
know.
Would they?
The Big Bang Theory is literally like the theme song.
Yeah.
Like, every time my parents watched it and I would like see the theme song play, I'd always kind of like wonder if they were just tuning it out.
God, it's a Big Bang, dude. Dude, God's a Big Bang, dude.
Yeah, but like it happened millions of years ago and that yeah. directly contradicts creation. Creationism.
No, not necessarily. There's a lot of different ideas on it. Only some people think that the Earth, correctly think that the Earth was made 6,000 years ago.
Wait, hang on. Go back. What? What
correctly? That? Believe.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
All
the science checks out.
Hey, I'm gonna turn the mic off real quick.
I don't see why there's a reason to do that. This is the official position. The official position of the podcast, TV for White People,
this is all
is that... The Earth was created 4,000 years ago.
Fiction.
Wait,
you just said 6,000 a second ago.
I got it wrong. It's 4,000. It's 2,000. The Earth was made 2,000 years ago.
What was happening in the 2,000 years prior to Jesus coming around? What was going on?
So you had Adam and Eve, who begat Seth, who begat some other guys.
I forgot that there
Methuselah.
Is actually stuff going around.
Yeah, mostly people having kids. That's
they
what
had
most
to,
of that
they
shit
had
is.
To get everything spinning. Up
it's so fucking
it.
Weird that it's like until Noah, nothing fucking matters.
Yeah, no, that was an interesting part of the Bible. I remember it was like
Methuselah lives a fucking thousand years and nothing happens in his
it
lifetime.
It was just like a bunch of people just being like, yeah, and then they had all these kids and they lived for just hundreds of years just so they could keep fucking.
In my Big
what
Bang
a wonderful
theory,
time.
In my Big Bang Theory, they're theologians. And that's why, and they're studying the secrets of the life of Methuselah.
So, your Big Bang Theory, they're trying to disprove the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it's about.
They're all Christian scientists.
Yeah, but that, I think that must be why they chose, like, space nerds.
Yeah, space is pretty, like... You
it's
could,
pretty fucking stupid, to be honest.
Well, yeah, because people still kind of like...
I don't respect people who are into space. I'm going to be straight up about it. I watched this video the other day by that... whatever the German animation channel is that does science videos. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, do you know how big the biggest black hole is? It has like 11... It could fit like 11 solar systems. It's like, what's it doing for me, though? Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Oh, is there one titty in that whole black hole? No.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about space is that it is, like, impossible to fathom.
Oh,
and
it's
at that
possible
point,
for me, actually.
Sure. At that point, it's kind of just like, well, why would I waste my time? Why would I waste my time?
It's actually
trying?
Possible for me to fathom it, and I have done that.
I thought you didn't like space.
That's why I fathomed it all, and I went, eh, it's nothing for me. They're like, oh my god, do you know Mars is, like, so far away? And I go, I want to pet a giraffe. I want to pet a giraffe, dude.
I like fictional space.
I like
space.
Earth.
I like fictional space where people are at one place where people are, and then they hit a button on their spaceship, and then they're at another place where people are.
I like fictional planets. You don't have to think
about all of the bullshit.
I like fictional planets where it's like, 20 suns coming across the sky.
But I also don't...
orange grass world.
I also don't necessarily, like, care what, how, like... You know, like, I think it might be a little weird if, like, someone is in space without, like, a suit or something in a show or whatever, and they're just, like, fine. But, like, I don't really care how accurate the space is. Like, obviously, everyone's fine with Star Wars, and that's not accurate. Like, no one needs this accurate science bullshit.
My version of Bazinga Boys, I fired the gay guy who plays, Sheldon. Like, I had to specify he's gay.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna sue me for wrongful termination. Yeah, it's gonna be a discrimination there.
Yeah, speaking about space, he played an alien in that movie with Rihanna. Home. But Jim Parsons, that's his name.
Yeah.
I fired Jim Parsons.
Yeah, you gotta get his name right now, so that you don't have to call him the gay actor you're firing.
Yeah, dude.
Levi's allowed to be homophobic.
I'm allowed to be a little bit. I'm allowed to be halfway homophobic.
Halfway homophobic. He's like, I don't like one part of you.
I'm allowed to have the other half of that being gay? Alright, I'll give it to you. But first, so, I'm firing Jim Parsons. Who am I replacing with, you ask?
Wait, why are you firing Jim Parsons?
Because I have to replace him. Because I have a lead in mind.
Why do you have to replace him? He's already there.
I have a lead in mind. Oh, I guess I won't fire him, alright?
I'm just saying.
Instead, people, well, they someone's made the spin-off show
based on his character.
I need to free up $1 billion. There's only so many of them that we can afford to pay these actors with. So fucked they agreed to pay these freaks, like, billions each episode.
And then they get the show syndicated, so they just never have to do anything ever again.
Yeah, I know.
We need to get into a syndicated show.
Yeah,
do you think the extras are making just, like, residuals from that? Like, is that how that works? Just, like, side characters in one episode?
I hope, man.
Because that means that I just want to be, like, a dude walking in the crowd, and I just get, like, a $40 paycheck every month.
I'm trying to get cast in an already syndicated episode of Murder, She Wrote.
They're like, it's like very egregious, like how obvious it is that they're just pasting you in, like different lighting.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you haven't watched Sopranos. I was gonna say it's like Liv Soprano.
To watch that. Are we gonna do Sopranos for the pod?
Hell yeah, dude! Sopranos is awesome.
Now that Italians are officially white people.
Yeah. The woman who played his mother died before the third season.
Uh-huh.
And so there's, like, this episode with her where they're, like, wrapping up her plot by killing her character. But, like, before they do, there's just this really badly CG'd onto, like, it's, like, using the, like, already filmed stuff. And so it's just, like, putting her head onto a different body. It's almost like the George Lopez show bits where he'd be a kid.
Oh my god.
But why I have to clear up pay for my new lead, I'm trying to cast Hank Green in it, and he's gonna be making TikToks like he does in the real world.
I have to Google who Hank Green is.
You know John Green? You know the Vlog Brothers?
Oh, no, I don't know who this guy is.
No? You know John Green of, like, the Fault Between Our Stars guy?
Okay, yeah, I know that guy.
Hank Green. He's been on Mabim Bam, Hank Green.
I haven't listened to that many episodes.
They both did, like, number one, they were two of the guys who first got vlogs really big. And number two, Hank Green is the one that did, like, the Crash Course stuff for school. And he does a lot of, like, TikToks where he'll be like, thank you, attractive non-binary 19-year-old, who I definitely am not attracted to. Here's why space is cool. And you're like, oh man, dude, I know we're not allowed. I know, because brown guys in glasses who look halfway effeminate, we're not allowed to investigate them anymore. But the way you're always in every 19-year-old fat city non-binary girl's comment section, I don't know, man. It's like Travis in that way.
Oh, God.
It's like Travis McElroy, where you're like, man.
That has to be on its way.
I know you're both married with, like, kids and all. Which, number one, if you're married with kids, how do you have so much time to be in these college and before college aged.
When I think of Travis McElroy, I just imagine myself at the end, like, I'm behind the wall, like, at the end of a bowling lane. I'm like, I know it's coming. I just don't know when it's gonna hit. It's good that vloggers just have made, like, a record of all their crimes, so it'll be easier to find them and lock them up later.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Were you into vlogs when you were younger?
Nah.
Okay.
That's what I missed out on, dude.
Yeah, we were a little too young to get into the vlog craze.
Yeah, man.
To listen to iJustine go into an Apple store and be like, I'll do this for free! For like 13 years before they said, like, I guess we'll pay you to do something. I guess
we'll pay you. Yeah, it's awesome. Man, we should.
So you want Hank Green to be the new... You want him to be the new Sheldon? Like, he's gonna be that character? Or yeah. Is he a new character?
Yeah, sorry. Sure, I don't know.
You want to get rid of this character, this actor, but you haven't thought about...
I said I need to clear up the salary.
Okay.
Because also this means...
So you're not getting rid of this guy to get...
I'm getting rid of the full cast.
You're like, I just want to not have to pay a guy.
I'm getting rid of the full cast. It really doesn't
matter who you cast.
I'm going to pay them their last million. I'm going to be like, we're shooting on a boat today. And I'll get on this big boat, then I'm gonna push that out to sea.
We advertise the new season. It's like, yeah, it's our new anthology. Yeah. And it's like, there's been like 13 seasons. It's not an anthology. We're like, dude, it's our new anthology.
So I push out all the cast and all of the writers on this big boat. Don't have to think about them anymore. Now I get my new cast for my gritty reboot.
Okay.
Where Sheldon, played by Hank Green, is doing...
Okay, alright, so he is gonna play Sheldon.
Sure, why not?
You just said it!
Penny's, instead of that lady who's like, Israel's good, and I know that because I'm a vegan.
Oh, did she like it? Do they like Israel?
Maya Bialik loves Israel, dude.
Oh, okay.
But she's like, dude, my neuroscience degree taught me two things. Number one, to be vegan, and number two, to love Israel. It's so cool, I shouldn't say that. Plenty have. It's so cool, the, like, pro-imperialist people who are also vegan. That's such a funny, like, way to live. Just be like, dude, I fucking hate violence to animals. You know why? Because that violence should be directed brutally towards any person who's not the skin color I am.
My favorite takes of yours are the ones where, because usually you have a take where you're just kind of like, that's it, there it goes. But I like the ones where you have to like stop yourself and get a little nuanced. Where you go like, you're just like, all these people, alright, well not all of them.
Yeah, well because most of them are fine. Those are usually the best ones. Dude, vegans were so cruelly mocked by American...
kind of still are, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely. American mythos has to mock vegans because it has to make everyone feel better that they eat, like, three fucking cheeseburgers a day.
Dude,
it has to make
you
people
have to
feel
eat red
good.
Meat to get the strength of the cow you're becoming.
Dude, red meat's the strongest meat, and that's why it's, yep. It's necessary. Yep. I eat steak every night.
That's why I have to just keep shoving these McDoubles into my fucking face every day. I have five McDoubles two orders of large fries, and then like three McChickens and a McFlurry. If the machine's down, can you just like grind up another McDouble into a slurry and pour it into my mouth in the window? I'll pay you $35 to do that.
I was thinking about how funny it is that, like, number one, what you were saying was funny. And number two, I was just thinking about how funny it is that, like, the only way they could introduce a love interest was by making them neighbors.
Yeah.
It's so funny that it's like, they couldn't think that, like, any of these guys would ever get pussy in natural ways.
It's
so cool. There's, like,
It took a couple seasons before they went, like, oh, yeah, I guess women go to college.
It took five seasons before Leonard asked the anthropology professor for advice on women, and he was taught he had to act like a caveman. So we went over, and he busted her door down with a big old hunk of wood. And he hit her with that club.
I really think, like, the writers to the show just, like, didn't know that, like, women were allowed to be professors.
Well, in the way that all the science is real because they're science.
Yeah.
All of the getting pussy is real because they're into science, and so they know they don't. They're like, oh no, there's no way these characters have sex on this show, dude.
We're not gonna let them.
We're not. Look, you wanted us to keep it real in the science. This is scientific.
They're like, come on, look at these fucking guys.
Look at these fucking
guys.
These
guys aren't getting it in real life. Look at
yeah.
But in our version of the show.
In our version.
They will get pussy.
In our version, we are brave enough to admit, yes, professors are freaks to their students. Some of them.
They say that.
Some of them.
90% of all sexual predators.
I say that. 90% of all sexual that. Predators are above the 1% line of wealth.
That could be true.
Sure, why not?
If you told me that, I'd believe it.
I don't think anyone who does science should get paid a penny for it.
Levi thinks that they should have to walk around on all fours naked with a little dog collar on.
They get barrels.
Everyone gets to throw tomatoes at them.
They get barrels and underwear. Comical barrels and underwear.
Little suspenders.
It is weird to me to, like, become a guy who stares at asteroids all day. It's very, like, collecting Funko Pops of comets or some shit. I don't get why we have so much dedicated to nothing. To yeah. a nothing study. Study fucking shit that we need, dude.
Yes. Space stuff is just very, like, we're just in this big plateau where someone's just gotta invent, like, the next spaceship that can do anything. And then after that, they gotta invent a drill that can work on an asteroid or something.
Did you hear that they did new mathematics and new science to check it out? And they were 5 minutes off on when the sun will get bigger. That's what fucking space shit is.
No, yeah, every time you see an article that's like, holy shit, new crazy discovery, you have like 9 scientists on it that's like, no, it's actually boring. It's not exciting like they want.
I will say the people I hate more are the people who are like, did you hear Pluto's not a planet anymore? And it's like, dude, that happened in like 2006.
That happened
when I was a little child.
Yeah. I think I've run into like 2 or 3 people in my life that have said that within like the last 5 years. And every time it happens, I'm always just like, dude.
Every time it happens.
That's like quite literally like the old man yells at cloud type of shit. Yeah, dude. You're just like, what? Dude,
it's freakish that it's like people my age who care about it.
You know what's worse than that? When someone writes it into a modern TV show and or movie.
Rick and Morty, dude.
Have they said that in Rick and Morty?
Yeah, one of the episodes is that Jerry's like,
oh, okay.
Pluto's a planet!
That checks out.
Yeah, dude, so your favorite show. Check that out. Checkmate. Dude.
I've actually never seen an episode of Rick and Morty.
Checkmate, that's your favorite show.
My favorite show is Family Guy.
Family Guy does rock. It gets so much hate, but it rocks.
I was pleasantly surprised that it was, that there was, like, because I kind of was thinking that it was going to be
You assume
garbage.
Because the early seasons are worse than The Simpsons. It stays bad.
I assumed that I was using Simpsons as my meter, yes, that it would get bad over time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Turns out Seth MacFarlane aged like a fine wine, his comedy.
Well, let's not
Don't
go
deny
too far.
It.
Everything he's done outside of Family Guy has been terrible in the past, like, 10, 20 years.
Pretty much all of it.
Wait, what?
All of everything he's done outside of Family
Guy. Oh, yeah, everything he's done outside of Family Guy.
Yeah, it's not even, there's no time limit.
No, there is, because some of those Johnny Bravo episodes
here we go.
And stuff
we're
going
to listen to you talk about the fucking Ted movies.
No, I'm saying...
He wrote Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, he wrote for Johnny Bravo.
That's fun.
Yeah,
I love
Like, cartoons and stuff he wrote were usually pretty fun in his early career.
I like people who fight and who either fight against or try to defend Johnny Bravo. I don't have a position. I just think it's really funny that people are like, actually, he respected women. And then others are like, we can't show our children this. And it's like, no, it's not on TV.
He didn't respect women. That's the opposite argument I'm making.
You should find the... There are...
Dude, for real, that's so
Twitter
awful.
Threads.
Why?
I'm going to have to find the Twitter...
Johnny Bravo's awesome. It's so good, and I'm just like him, and I plan to be exactly like him until
I just realized I'm going to ruin Johnny Bravo for you, because I'm going to find someone who can convince you that he's not misogynist. Yeah,
yeah, dude. No, dude, he's like a 50s greaser. He fucking
no, there's like
he
there,
wants
I
to
think
get
there
pussy
is,
he can.
Yeah,
that's what,
I've heard people online make this argument.
The basis of comedy is a man who wants pussy desperately and can't get it. That is... Now, there's many other forms of comedy. Sure. Is there others? Yeah, of course. But this is... When you go to clown school...
Just think
like
of how...
I did.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to find this shit online. I'm gonna have to find this thesis someone wrote about how Johnny Bravo
replaces Raj in my in my Big Bang Theory. In my Bazinga Boys, sorry.
Oh, man.
And replacing Howard is... Howard's the other guy, by the way. I don't think we even said his name. Howard is another
no,
freak
I
of
said
Bazinga
name
Boys.
Earlier, I was trying to compare him to you. There's another...
Leonard is the guy. Howard is the guy that looks like he's doing a bad Austin Powers cosplay.
Yeah, and then it's so like... Weird. And then you look at him and you're like, yeah, he's the rapist, right?
Yeah.
You'd be wrong. Well, he's just not
he
the
is
first
also,
one
He just
to
also
do
is,
it.
Yeah. Replacing him, I have a bicycle horn that just honks when women walk past. A high school girl who's visiting campus on her tour walks past in a skirt, and you just hear the bicycle horn going crazy honking. By the end of the show, everyone in the cast has been fired, not just from the fictional campus, but out of a real world canon.
Oh, God. All right, who are you replacing Leonard? Now, he's the lead.
Leonard
so you
got
to get a good role.
Sheldon's... Oh, come on. Sheldon's the lead. Sheldon's
no,
the hero.
No, because the story is all about how a Leonard proved that a nerd could fuck. He proved it to his friends who only got girlfriends after he did.
He's the deuteragonist, all right? But the hero's journey of...
they
of
did
it,
give a spinoff to Sheldon.
Yeah, they did give the spinoff to Sheldon.
Well,
exactly.
I would... Here's the thing. A main character doesn't get a spinoff. The show's about him. I almost was like, I guess I'll go along with this. Actually, I'm right.
This is a different time period of the main character's life. All right. So, in the hero's journey of Sheldon.
What was the thing you were getting mad about the other day? Someone was saying that something was the hero's... was the Community, that's what it was. Someone was saying that Community was like the hero's journey, and you were like, fuck off.
Oh, sure, yeah. I remember someone saying at some point, it was like, Dan Harmon's a genius because everything he does follows the hero's journey.
That's probably what
which
it was,
is such a fucking soy thing to say at any time. Just don't talk about Joseph Campbell like you know him, you freak. I don't get why everyone's like, you know why Star Wars was good? Because George Lucas read Thousand Faces and he knew the hero's journey and he knew it's a circle. You don't. No. No. Shut up.
He was just
the only good piece of media has been Uncut Gems. That's the only. But the hero's journey.
You said
putting on my professor glasses.
Just a brief aside. You said that the only good piece of media was Uncut Gems, and I was trying to think of something else, and literally, my brain immediately went like, what was that movie that had Julie Fox's big old fat ass? Big old fat titties out. And then I was like,
Oh yeah.
I guess that is the only perfect movie.
Yeah, dude. It's a perfect movie.
And you know how they made it even more perfect? They forced you to watch her just fucking sidling up to Adam Sandler in his most annoying. You just sat there like, I hate this.
I do have a joke here, but I do go.
Am I gonna have to censor it? Do I need to go find the censor bleep on my computer?
You might have to after. Well, I'll say it now, and then you can decide.
All right.
It's Uncut Gems is perfect because the Jew dies at the end. I didn't feel good about it, but I didn't say it.
Am I gonna have to get like a sensitivity coach or something out here to figure out what? I mean, I know we have the explicit tag, but like you know,
listen. Like I said, I don't feel good about it. I'm like an episode of 30 Rock where Tina Fey proudly portrays herself as racist. Why did I start this about...
We were going to cast the different characters.
Yeah.
Leonard...
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we're gonna cast the late.
Oh, I was talking about the hero's journey of Sheldon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
the hero's journey of Sheldon is about an autistic man, and it circles all the way around.
He stays autistic.
He stays autistic through the whole thing.
The whole every moment is the beginning point of the circle.
Exactly. It's like it's a lot like Deleuze and Guattari's rhizome texts, such as A Thousand Canopies or The Anti-Oedipus. Those might be the same book.
Is The Anti-Oedipus about...
it's about unfucking your mother.
I thought The Anti-Oedipus was you fuck your dad instead.
Yeah. No, both are about capitalism. And also a lot of other stuff. A lot of other stuff. Great writers. My point is, you can start it anywhere, dude. They all build off each other.
Who are you casting?
Do you think that anybody has made that argument? That it's like, actually, Big Bang Theory is our most proudly, I don't know proudly, but like the least ableist show in the world because all the characters are supposed to be autistic or something?
That has to be out
that
there,
has
right?
to be, right? That would be awesome. If not,
that's my new text. I feel like I've seen that argument about other shows. There's no way that someone hasn't been like, oh, what about this one?
Yeah, the show that's openly mocking all the...
Yeah,
it's
that's
both
the thing.
Valorizing and mocking them is weird.
Yeah, I've definitely heard people praise that show for valorizing intelligence, but it's like, no, it doesn't.
Because you hate all of these.
Yeah,
I don't understand
like,
how these characters
think that's what
likeable.
The writers are trying to do, which they're not. But even if you thought that's what the writers are trying to do, no one who watches that show agrees.
Yeah.
Everyone is making fun of those people. They're laughing at them.
Everyone's like, it's so funny that these dudes went and bought a comic book. And you go, I don't understand how this joke is funny that they just bought a comic book. And they're like, no, you don't get it. They went and they have comic book Wednesdays when the comic books comes out. And so they go to buy a comic book.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the audience is like, ha ha, if I saw them in public, I'd beat the shit out of them.
Yeah. I'd kill him if he came to my town.
So who are you going to cast as the lead, Leonard?
Oh, yeah, it's Leonard.
We did Raj as Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, Raj.
Howard is a bicorn. Sheldon is Hank Green.
It's a perfect show already.
I have no reference points for Hank Green, so that's just a void to me. So who you got for Leonard? And then you gotta cast the women too. Which will probably be the part you enjoy the most. Because you're just like, I'm just going to cast Julia Fox as all three of them, but wearing a different outfit every time and a different wig.
Dude, what if Adam Sandler was Leonard?
How are you going to cast Adam Sandler as Leonard?
I might like him too much. I might cast...
He's Leonard and he's trying to... he's playing a Christian.
Yeah. Dude, what about the exhumed body of Leonard Cohen for Leonard?
I actually earlier made a joke about casting the late ghost of Leonard Cohen.
Dude, and if we are able to get him to sign on, if we are able to get the exhumed body to sign on, then we can use...
We just have to go to an empty house and summon him.
Dude, then we can use Hallelujah for the theme.
Oh,
we can cut Bare Naked Ladies' shitty song.
We can bring the audience down so much just upon starting the show. Like, because at least like Big Bang Theory's like the sound the theme song's
broken.
Real peppy.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, but just imagine watching a sitcom and the beginning's fucking Hallelujah, and you just go into it just like.
Heaven grace sucks.
Not really in my feelings now.
Heaven grace sucks. Dude, yeah, that's probably what it's gonna have to be.
We're gonna have to cast the corpse of Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus.
Do you think, I don't know how my brain connected this, that I was gonna say, do you think Michael Jackson had a little animatronic set for Elephant Man's bones? And if he did, could we get that and put Leonard Cohen's body in it? I think that, like, no, obviously not. What am I talking about? I just, in my mind, I went, I bet he put that corpse up on an animatronic so they wiggled around like a guy. So fucked up that Elephant Man, I don't even know his name. That's how fucked up his life was, how cruel it was to him. And then people were just like, I want his fucked up bones.
Give me them bones!
The lesson of his life in how just abhorrently cruel everyone was because he looked a little different. I am a human being! And people was like, yo, can I buy those bones off you?
Yo, shut up, freak. Let me buy them bones.
buy that freak ass's bones.
So are we going, wait, are we going with the corpse or the ghost?
Two different things. Oh, we could get the
or
ghost.
The hollow or the heartless.
I just feel like the ghost. I already cut all of the original cast so I can use their budget.
Yeah, what are you doing with this extra money? Like,
oh,
are you
I didn't
just
even
trying
set
to
it
save
up.
You some profits?
I'm blowing up that boat. It's
so in one way or another, all the money's still going to those actors.
Yeah, except I'm saying I need it for the pyrotechnics. That's going to be a really big scene. It's also going to get taken from,
wait,
like, 3D
which actors
cameras.
Are killing?
I said the original cast that's on the boat.
Are they? You said it's a really big scene. Are we going
yeah.
to film that?
Yeah.
Why are we
with,
getting
like,
rid of them?
Huge 3D cameras.
What episode
and shit?
Are you writing?
Oh, that's going to be like the like merger episode. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like you understand how this multiverse is working now. This blowed up boat sends in so that there's a whole multiverse of writers able to write shittier versions of an already terrible show.
That's exactly. We're giving a little gift to the writers.
I feel like
handle this pile of dog shit after us.
I feel like the ghost of Leonard Cohen is above the pay grade, is what I'm trying to say.
Above our pay grade?
Yeah.
It's a ghost. You don't have to pay him. You bind him to your flesh.
See, that's the difference.
I learned that kind of blood magic recently.
That's,
instead of getting
no,
a degree in history, I learned blood magic.
You have to pay the ghost. You don't have to pay the body, because there's no soul in there.
You can bind both. I learned this. I'll show you how to do it all.
Can you do whatever you want with the body? I know, because it's like that dude on TikTok, that real freak who, again, another man needs to be investigated.
Just the guy who bought bones or
the
something?
The guy who bought bones. I was thinking about the guy who bought bones.
I love seeing these conversations because, like, there's all sorts of people that are like, well, legally, there are legal ways to buy bones because people donate their bodies to science. Yeah. But then there are also people that are like, well, how many of the bones are coming from places where they are still acquired unethically?
The vast majority
of
the bone trade comes out of Calcutta,
exactly.
India. And this isn't even a joke. This is not.
I've seen that.
Yeah, it comes
that,
from Calcutta, yeah. Yeah.
So,
and a lot of people.
So, can you legally buy them? Yes.
Yeah.
Were they acquired ethically? Probably not.
Who knows? Maybe someone might have been killed for their bones. Which
but, you
is,
know, but you know what?
That's such a cool murder.
But here's the thing. You know what? There's no ethical consumption.
there's no ethical consumption, dude.
They should
dude,
have like
that's
a,
my favorite cope from people who get called out on doing a bad thing. That's, oh my god. It's because it's like, the point of that was originally just to be like, when someone's like, oh, so, but you have a phone, don't you? It's like, yeah, but what am I supposed to do? Make one? I don't know how to fucking mine lithium.
Yeah. Basically, it's so that when you feel backed in a corner and you're having a panic attack because you're like, fuck, I don't know what to do, that you can be like, you're not, listen, you don't have to consider yourself complicit.
Yeah, exactly.
You're allowed to drink a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
You didn't fund the death squad. You did.
You did.
But you didn't.
Yeah, and like, that's really, and that's why it's such a funny cope, because it becomes people who are like, oh, but if I don't buy the slave market's going to be open, isn't it?
If
there's
I don't,
no
if
ethical
I don't
consumption.
Donate, if I don't donate several $1 million to the Chick-fil-A Foundation, how are they going to be killing gay people in another country?
Oh. I guess suddenly there is ethical consumption under capitalism. I guess suddenly when I go to the swastika store and I buy out the stock of the swastikas, suddenly it comes about that there is ethical consumption under capitalism, apparently.
So it becomes unethical when I go to the bone store. But when everybody else goes to the bone store, it's totally fine.
The bigger part of that is imagine, like, your beloved husband dies, and then you see just the worst fucking freak on TikTok making a video where it's like, this is so fun, look at me skateboard around with this dead man's skull, and then fuck the skull in his mouth.
He's just doing the fucking he's doing the like longboarding with the fucking with the jug of juice,
yeah,
listening
dude.
To that fucking song or whatever, but
yeah,
he's got the skull, he's
yeah,
just
he's
drinking
skull.
Cranberry juice out of it.
It's like when actors would be like, I do the Alas Poor Yurik scene with a real skull. And you're like, man, come on. That guy had to live a real life that deserves respect. He doesn't need to be associated with something this fucking stupid. But like, dude, have a little human respect. Have a little human dignity for a fucking, like, real life person that you're just, like, doing
it's
like, the...
It's bad enough to have, like, bones for whatever reason. Like, you kind of go like, what are you doing with these? It's another to be like, welcome to my spine room.
Welcome to my... I collect them.
I collect the bones. Collector. It's like, you're going to...
I think
you're being sent to the gulag.
Yeah, I think that he's a merchant. Like, he sells those.
That makes it worse.
Yeah, no, it really
that
does.
That makes it so
I fucking hate merchants so much.
I like that he, like, just barely could defend himself by being like, they're all bought ethically. And, like, just barely propping up his little fucking cardboard house and be like, all right, now hear me out. Now that you're under my little cardboard argument.
We need to get back to good old Confucianism where it's like, you don't need to show a merchant any respect. Like, why am I supposed to feel anything for the manager of a Publix?
Hey.
I bought something, and then I'm gonna sell a thing!
Hey, Mal did put a lot of work into getting rid of that. I can't believe you disrespect his legacy like this.
You know what? You're right. Mal did say, criticize Confucius, criticize Lin Bao. But you know what? He was wrong. He was a little wrong, alright? He was a little wrong. Because Lin Bao should have taken over and shouldn't have been assassinated. Oh, yeah. Great job with Ding, you fucking piece of shit.
So we've got the ghost and the body of Leonard Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure out which one we're going to use. Because, I mean, we're going to have to figure out what the plot of the episode is.
No, we've already got that.
What?
They're trying to discover.
That's right. They're trying to disprove
Big Bang Theory.
Because they're starting a new show called... Well, it's still called Big Bang Theory.
We're starting a new show, Howie Ratner Finds the Holy Grail.
Oh, that's right.
Where Adam Sandler's Howie Ratner.
You are casting Adam Sandler as his character.
Yes.
Is this a prequel to Uncut Gems?
Yes, okay. It is. And this explains what happens after the ending.
That would be very funny if it wasn't a prequel.
And it sets up for Uncut Gems universe. Listen, was the original message of that movie this guy sucks and everything he does is wrong?
No.
Yeah.
But
was the lesson I took away, this guy rules and you should be like him? Yeah. Also, yeah. Anno! Anno! I found the Holy Grail, Anno!
God, that movie is just like 3.5 hours of just him yelling all over New York.
Yeah,
and it's just everyone in New York is increasing the, like, every person he comes across being like, I'll fucking kill him. Come on.
Yeah, dude. It's awesome. It's so good. Bubby, what's wrong? The problem with the Big Bang Theory is I don't like it.
Yeah, no, I'm not a huge fan.
And so this one, we make it better by making it likable.
We get him on a boat.
We get him on a boat.
Get along with the hell. And then cut to a monastery in Ireland.
Who's there? Luke from Star Wars.
Yeah, he's there because they're like, we're meeting with this real guy, Mark Hamill. He's gonna endorse the show and tell us all about the real magic. He's talking about Star Wars, and he's like, yeah, you see, they ran out of fuel in space, so they stopped.
Dude, they were gonna stop when they ran out of fuel in space, dude. You don't get.
Here's
I don't
the
think
thing. Okay,
it.
Now let me explain to you why the light speed ramming scene makes sense. And like, I don't need that. Like, no. Better explain it so you won't be mad anymore,
dude. Mark Hamill is such a genius, bro. He didn't even. Do you hear? He didn't even like that movie. Oh my god, Mark Hamill's so cool, dude. Hamill is awesome because he's the ugliest man in Hollywood. I've said it at least to you before, but it's so cool how you watch the original trilogy, and it's just this man getting just uglier and uglier in that fucking movie.
Yeah, it's like a car accident.
And he's also
because like between movies.
Hey, so Gary Busey, he looks fine.
That's why people loved it. They're like, Tim, I could be with
him. Dude, I could. Yeah, that's what makes. You're right. You know what? You know what? That does actually make
Luke... They're like, damn, I could get my sister's pussy.
Dude, you know how when you're casting a woman,
uh-huh.
there's a certain accessibility you want often. A girl's next door. That's what Luke did for young men. He was accessible.
The boy living in your house, standing where you're standing.
You see him, you're like,
dude, you don't hear it much.
I look better than him. I could be Luke.
I could be Luke. And then they're like, but don't I want to be Han Solo? And they're like, you're not Han Solo. No one's Han Solo.
The bigger thing is, it's not even like physical attractiveness. He gets more annoying as those movies go on. He gets so much more annoying.
Dude.
And it's so weird because The Last Jedi is the only one where he's not totally fucking annoying.
When Last Jedi came out and people were like mad.
Yeah, everyone
about
was
what
so
they
upset
did to the character
it.
Of Luke. I was like, what character? He sucks.
Dude, he sucks so hard.
The only moment where he gets like even mildly bearable is in like fucking Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like pretty much like he's not really saying anything. Again, he's not saying anything. Like, what fucking character? There's no character there. It's I'm looking at a fucking cardboard cutout. They could have had a fucking cardboard cutout be in that movie. All of three of them. And I agree.
Yo, I need you to change my underwear. You're like,
it's just so fun. Oh, they ruined the character of Luke. They gave him, like, some development? Like, what the fuck? I don't get Jesus.
It's so awesome. He's the most annoying character.
His arc in the fucking original trilogy is that he realizes that no one gives a shit about his constant whining, and so he stops.
Anyway, Mark Hamill's gonna be replacing Kaley Cuoco's character.
Okay. What about, Mayim Bialik? What's that lady's name? Mayim Bialik.
Yeah, dude.
Netanyahu's
She's in one of those fucking shows from the 90s that we talked about before where it's like...
Oh, she is?
Yeah, that's what apparently made her famous. She's in one of those shows that you've never heard of, and then it'll be like, yeah, dude, everyone in the 90s saw it at least 2 times. And guess what? It ran for 100 years. And you go, that can't be right.
I think we made a joke about these shows in the last episode.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it was called like Jewel or something. I could be wrong. But yeah. Anyway, my point is we're going to replace her with that girl without shoes in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, Margaret Qualley.
Sharon Stone. Sharon Tate.
Oh, Margaret Robbie.
No, I didn't mean Qualley. But I was just, it's so funny. I couldn't even remember which Sharon it was who got killed in that. I was making a joke about the lady. That movie's bad. It's so weird no one can accept that it wasn't good. The ending's fun. The ending's very fun.
The ending's fun, but, like I guess the point of that movie is to just sort of, like it's just winding your tension up because you just think that that scene's going to come, but then it doesn't until the very end. Like, because I just thought something bad was going to break because it's a Tarantino movie. I thought there was going to be violence so much sooner. And there's that little bit where where Brad Pitt's beating up Bruce Lee, but you're like, this isn't really the kind of violence I'm talking about, because this is just like Quentin Tarantino wants to prove to you that he sucked.
Yeah.
He wants to convince you that he's right, and then Bruce Lee was bad.
Dude,
and you're like,
Brad Pitt's cool.
Dude, I don't
Bruce
give
Lee
a shit.
Brad Pitt's cool.
Like, yeah. Who are you trying to prove this to? You've never met this man.
Yeah.
But and then it all blows up at the very end, and like,
dude, Tarantino had to take back. Take back the narrative. He's like, no, a white person could beat an Asian man in martial arts.
It's so funny that he's only done like a weird alternate history take in like one other movie, and it was to kill Hitler.
Yeah.
And then after that, he's like, I guess I'll save Sharon Tate.
Yeah, dude.
And you're like, huh?
Yeah, dude. She was a perfect angel, apparently. She's, you know how, I was going to say Laura Dern, Laura Palmer, in season 3, becomes a perfect angel goddess. That's what he does to Sharon Tate for no reason, for the weirdest thing.
He puts the good back into the world.
It's such a boring movie that sucks. The ending is very fun where he sets that woman on fire. Of course. Yes, I admit that. When he throws the can at the person or whatever.
He's just like
smoking an acid cigarette is cool.
Into just every surface in his house, in that guy's house.
Smoking an acid cigarette's cool also.
When I saw that, I was like, shit, that's a fucking real thing?
No.
Absolutely
not.
Yeah, I was like, that makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, no, it would destroy it. There's
a reason. That's awesome. I gotta go back to that time period.
Water solubility is very important. So Margaret Qualley is gonna be whatever the lady I said was.
Mayim Bialik.
Yeah, dude. The one who dates...
Howard.
Howard.
Yeah.
No, that's not Howard.
Yep.
Howard is the blonde one. the lady who dates Howard is the blonde one.
No. Mayim Bialik. You're thinking of Leonard.
No, Mayim Bialik dates Sheldon in Bazinga Boys.
Oh, wait. Oh. I'm thinking of a different person. Yeah. All right, okay. So then you're replacing the other girl. Wait, who is Margaret Qualley playing?
It doesn't matter to me.
All right, well then let's.
She's gonna be shoeless in this fucking show.
Let's move to the third lady. Yeah, that's all. She's just every scene is just like you see her full body, and she's standing there shoeless with like her feet, and you're just like, yeah, we brought a guest director to do this.
What matters?
And we're not gonna say who it is.
What matters is I might not like that movie, but I did like one particular scene with her in it.
Anyways, third person, third lady.
Oh yeah, man. That's gonna be CG Carrie Fisher from Star Wars.
Is that where the rest of your budget's going?
Yeah, dude.
We got to they won't let us. The estate won't let us. They don't want you to do CG anymore.
When I worked on that show with
they're mad about it. That's why they didn't just reshoot Last Jedi to kill her off.
Dude, when I worked on that newest Star Wars, and I'm the reason Babu Frick was in it, which is the reason everyone loved it. The only thing people liked, I'm responsible for. And that's why Billy Lord owes me one. Billy Lord, who's in... I also did the voice for Babu Frick.
How did he sound again?
Oh, I know how he sounded.
Yeah?
How he sounded.
Yeah, do it.
He went, R2-D2. R2-D2.
That's not the voice I expected.
I'm Babu Frick. He sounded like that. He went, Pika, Babu Frick.
That's like a Pokemon.
Arara, Babu Frick.
Oh, God. Levi's, I'm grounding you Babu from Frick. Listening to TikToks. You're not allowed to do TikTok trends in the pod. You can do TikTok trends on TikTok. We do that. Stay tuned for our TikTok channel. Anyways.
I'm a lot like Babu Frick from the movie Rise of Skywalker.
Let's round this thing out.
So, Babu Frick is going to be replacing the last woman. Hey, Air is full.
Hey, I'm full. I'm totally fine with that.
And there is real...
I'm a huge proponent of practical effects.
Yeah, oh yeah, dude.
I over CG.
Hell yeah, dude. Every time. There is real actual penetration between that bicycle horn and Babu Frick.
There was a point earlier where I was going to make a joke about how we would feature full frontal nudity and we would show penetration.
Yeah, dude.
I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, dude, like I said,
I think it's because I wanted Julia Fox to be in it.
Gritty reboot, dude. We need to get it full on. Harvey Keitel's bare dick will be in it, just like in Bad Lieutenant. Just like in Bad Lieutenant, Harvey Keitel will. He, instead of Will Wheaton, that's the guy we get, that's the celebrity we get for this
one. Hey, when we make a promise, we mean it. You're going to see Keitel's Ollie.
Yeah, you'll get to compare it, see how it changed over the years between Bad Lieutenant and this one. Oh, that would be a fun bit.
What?
To get all the male nudity one actor's done and compare it to their genitals over the years. Over the course of the years.
Like, alright, can you date now? Can you date this junk?
Remind me in 60 years.
What year was this junk filmed?
Yeah, dude, remind me in 60 years, so we'll get, we'll have Tom Hardy's, Tom Hardy's cock comparisons, dude.
You're just like this guy that goes around trying to convince people to show their hog in a film, so that way you can have it documented for the show you're gonna make in 60 years.
Dude, I'm like the lead character in Blow Up. Which is very obscurest reference. He's a photographer in a movie where he like is blowing up a picture to see a murder or something.
That's more obscure than Jewel.
That's more obscure than Jewel. Do you? Hey, this is more obscure than when I made that reference to Jewel. Let's go back and see it now. Mayim Bialik was in the movie Jewel. In the show Jewel in the 90s, did you know that? Did you know the science is real? On the show The Science Show. Have you heard it? It's real. Did you know that? It's the science of the show is real.
I think I'm going to kill myself.
Did you hear Boyhood took 12 years to film?
I don't think I'm going to be able to go on.
I'm a lot like Babu Frick from the movie Rise of Skywalker. It's like that song, get it? where he's a lot like Joker from the movie Joker. I'm a lot like Babu Frick. So Babu Frick's going to climb inside of that bicycle horn, and it'll have full penetration.
People won't know quite what they're seeing until it's too late.
Nah, they'll get it through the context of the show. The fans of the show, it's like how if you showed the thing that looks like a tea kettle, the machine that looks like a tea kettle in season 3 of Twin Peaks, mm-hmm. someone who hasn't seen Twin Peaks, they're not going to get it. But you're watching Twin Peaks, and it comes on, you're like, I instantly understand what's happening here. I instantly get everything on screen, and I understand how and why he's in that.
I have the necessary context to understand what's happening right now, and I feel bad for all those people.
And I feel bad. If you don't understand why this is happening right now, then I feel bad, because it feels like you weren't paying attention for the last 25 years.
Yeah, you should have been there 25 years ago.
Should have been there 25 years ago.
When they set this up.
When they set this up.
They laid the groundwork.
In season one? When they set that up? When they set that up, and David Bowie was like, I'm being a tea kettle in Avengers. Man, you should have been paying attention right there. So it's like that. Everyone will understand exactly what they're seeing. And yeah. It'll be tasteful. It's going to be tasteful. That's what I hated most about
Bazinga Boys. Levi wants it to be tasteful. I will fight against that.
That's what I hated most about Bazinga Boys. It was not tasteful.
Nudity was tasteful. I want it to be graphic. I want it to be egregious, and I want it to be unnecessary.
Egregious. Outrageous. Ridiculous. Ludicrous.
Well, I mean, you think that's good?
Yeah, I think we hit every necessary part of
this. Yeah, we definitely... You know, so it's funny how sometimes we'll do it, and we'll be like, alright, so what's the A-plot? And then other times we'll be like, yeah, and then Adam Sandler shows up and his dick's out.
Yeah, well, the problem is we're chasing the high of the first episode of The Friends, which is really the perfect... podcast episode.
That's the most detailed plot we've made.
Yeah, dude, and it was perfect. I was killing it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I need to tap into that mind palace I went in for that one. That's my problem. Hey,
I know the secret to this, dude. I know the secret to getting you into that mind palace.
We're in a different room, is that it?
No. Get you that monkey back.
Oh, we gotta get the monkey back. That is a secret.
Yeah.
Once we get that...
You know how they say, like, oh, yeah, you get 1,000 monkeys typing on 1,000 typewriters, they'll type Shakespeare?
Yeah, well, dude.
I'm going to get 100,000. They're going to type up the perfect episode.
Yeah, dude.
And it's also the combination to the safe that lets you into your mind palace.
Exactly. That's the problem. I'm not in my mind palace, and I don't have that monkey with me. That's the problem we ran into.
Man, that's the question we fucking started this podcast to answer. Where that monkey on Friends is?
Where that monkey on Friends is? That is what we started this answer.
We're going to get back on that. We're going to solve that mystery. Just keep watching and maybe pay us money.
Rachel Dolezal check.
Still not on the pod. Yeah. It's time for Rachel Dolezal watch.
Rachel Dolezal watch. Still not on the pod.
Not here.
By the time this comes out, her OnlyFans will be up.
Oh, when's that?
September 1st. It comes out.
Oh, I'm going to get this out tomorrow.
Okay, go. That's it, dude. That would be good. I don't know why you're looking at me like you own me somehow. That would be good.
You know I'm not going to do that.
I know you're not.
I mean, I could.
You don't have to.
Fuck you.
I don't care either way. I said...
I know.
I planned...
I know what you think of me. I know what you think of me.
Yeah, I think that is nice that you put them out. I think it's nice that you edit.
Every time I put out the episode, Levi very earnestly and like sincerely goes like, oh, thanks so much. And I'm like... What was I going to do with this? I'm always like, yeah, no problem. But in my head, I'm like, what was I? like when, if I were to say, like, I'm not going to do it, Levi would be like, all right, well, I guess that's that then.
I guess you keep it.
Yeah, like, he wouldn't be like, dude, what the fuck?
I guess you keep it in the vault, dude. I don't know. I guess you need it to sow your corn with. I don't know.
Oh, man. Fuck. I was going to say something and I can't.
It's like an NFT. It's like an NFT, dude. It only appreciates in value if you keep it. An NFT is a lot like a piece of art where you keep it and it appreciates in value in storage.
You know how there's no unethical consumption under capitalism?
Mm-hmm.
Can there also be like a thing where like...
No, there is no ethical.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, the point is that it's all unethical.
No, I know. I misspoke. Can there also be a thing where someone's not allowed to get mad at me for trying to make money in a way that that is extremely detrimental to the earth? Because, like, I could use a couple $1,000.
I could use some money. I mean, here's the thing. If you're thinking NFTs are going to do that, they're not.
Yeah, no. The problem with NFTs is, like, in order to make it so, like, it's...
That was such a funny week. Oh, and I really should have got in on it.
Here's my theory with NFTs. They didn't want anyone to just be able to make... to, like, any artist to be able to make money with it. That's why all NFTs are just, like, the worst fucking art you've ever seen in your life.
Dude, yeah, that's why, like, people made, like, a billion on
it. Yeah, they fucking suck.
Yeah, dude.
You know when you're looking at an NFT, because it's like, why does this look like this is holographic somehow?
Well, the funniest part of it all is that the NFT is not the art. It's, like, HTML.
Yeah, no.
And they can take down whatever they want.
That's on that kind HTML of honestly the best part of it.
That is the best part of it. The NFTs are
because that was happening within that week. Mm-hmm. Those links were going down.
Oh, yeah.
People
that was
were like,
so funny. That was so funny.
So I just have the image broken icon I paid $1 million.
Oh, my God.
For.
That was so funny. It when it would be like, this father of five lost his life savings by buying a broken HTML.
You're kind of like, yeah, well, he probably needs to have his kids taken away.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's only a matter of time before he gets fleeced into selling
them. The only funnier part of the quarantine was when those people, like, bought up all the hand sanitizer or all of the, the toilet paper, and then some cop would come and take it from him. And they got so pissed off about it. That shit was the funniest. That was the actual funniest part of quarantine. Just buying $1,000 or $8,000 of hand sanitizer, because you think that the $5 hand sanitizer you bought, you'll be able to sell for $100, because you're just fucking a fucking sick vulture scum.
Setting a fucking vampire on this earth. Pallet of fucking hand sanitizer down right next to all of the fucking Beanie Babies you have.
Yeah, dude.
Just like, these are next.
And then just like... It was just so awesome, because it would be like, yeah, the cops later took that from him because they said that just, it's illegal to do that. You can't just price gouge like that, especially during a pandemic. That shit was so cool. And like, those people would like have an article where they're crying and they're like, he took away my life saving. And you're like, yeah, I guess you should. I guess God said you're not allowed to have that savings. Dude.
That was like that article a while
God
back.
God stepped in for us.
That was like the article a while back where like, it was like in defense of a scalper. It was like a guy selling a PS5 for like $1 million, and he's like, "It's basically what a business is." That's what he literally was like. Yeah, well, that's how it works at the grocery store. Like, they charge you more than what they pay, and
this
he's
gets
like,
into,
"I'm like a legitimate business."
This gets into what I was saying. I fucking hate merchants. I get most people have to be one or whatever, but it's not morally good to be a merchant. God should strike you down where you stand. You should have angered God.
Yeah, I can't come outside to meet you, because if I step out there, it's going to storm real quick.
If I step out, God is going to have a lightning bolt on my leg.
God is going to strike my ass down.
I did think of another funnier time in the pandemies, which was in the core. And that was...
The Q War.
The Q War.
It was the war.
That was that time where the, like... Airbnb, all the people and like were upset because they couldn't make money off their Airbnbs because no one was traveling in the pandemic.
That was hilarious.
That was so fucking funny. We were like, I got 240 units out there and they're not letting me have anyone in them. And you're like, dude, it's gonna be so funny if you end up without a house.
Yeah, and then because they too many of their own got owned, they were like, well, we're kicking you all off of unemployment. Yeah. That'll show you for laughing at us. That sucks.
There should be a Pelican briefing. There should be... Someone should pick up where the Pelican brief left off and kill those... Well, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Kill
no one. Weekends. No one should... Yeah, kill those weekends.
Kill those drinks.
And take those justices who voted against the... eviction moratorium, take those justices out for a nice drink.
Dude, it's so funny to be like, yeah, look at all these jobless people. Let's make them homeless.
Let's make
That'll
them homeless.
Fix the economy. Like, dude, what the fuck?
I said, but not only is it like the moral side is with the dissenters, also the legal precedent from 2 months ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, everything that's happening right now is basically like... the like everyone in power were just were running right up under the edge of like of people just being like, maybe we should do something about this, because it's just everyone in power being like, yeah, no, the only thing we can do is just drive closer and closer to that cliff.
I had an idea when I was daydreaming instead of listening to you. I'm joking about that, but I did have an idea when I was talking, not when you were.
Sure, here we go.
About doing daytime TV, because I was like, we only really do shows and shit, but daytime TV is like strictly made for white people. And I was thinking about like, dude, what if we did like an advice show as Dr. Phil? Or as like Dr. Oz?
Or Jerry Springer or Maury.
Yeah, dude, that would be awesome. Dude, what's our email?
The email?
Yeah.
It's TV, the number 4, so TV4, the letter Y, the letter T, the letter P, the letter P, that's P as in Peter, P as in Peter, the letter L. So TV4 white people.
All right.
At yahoo.com.
Yeah. So that, or to the podcast Twitter.
Or yeah, with the podcast Twitter at televised white.
Yeah.
TV4 white. Yeah, I mean, if you search TV white people, you'll probably find it. But, and actually, I think the link is like somewhere. I should probably just start attaching it to the episode description.
Yeah.
But anyways. I see what you're getting at.
Yeah.
We could write in for advice, and we'll do our own advice episode.
Yeah, we should probably.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, dude. It won't be the next episode because we'll need to gather them. Yeah, or like voice memos, leave those or whatever, or just write in for advice for your friend, whatever.
We're just gonna get.
Yeah, so my cousin and my friends.
I was gonna say, we're gonna get 30 fucking emails from your cousin.
Yeah,
he's just like just trying to fill these out.
Yeah, dude. Our two fans, my friend and my cousin,
and then a guy in Germany and a guy in France.
Yeah, dude. Hey, that one dude in Israel who downloaded one of our episodes.
Will you please download?
Please download more and then send us. Like, yeah, so we should next episode remember to continue to ask for people asking for advice.
If we get enough of that, we could just make that like a series. Like,
yeah, dude, that'd be awesome. I'd love that.
I'd love to do that.
That would also be cool.
Especially since we're gonna get the most fucked up advice. We'll be like, dude, what the fuck? I don't know how to answer this. No, I don't know how to tell you how to kill your wife. What?
Dude, what you asked was how to change your tire? What the fuck?
How am I supposed to describe that in an audio format? I haven't even gotten my own spinoff podcast where I rate parking lots.
Well, especially because, like, all of those guys either are pedophiles and or work with pedophiles.
Who?
Like, Dr. Oz. Straight up is one.
Yeah.
And Dr. Phil, like, he has a fucking, like, farm camp that he works with where he sends children. And guess what happens to those kids? Ooh. Guess what happens to those kids, dude? Yeah.
I don't like
I'm this. Coming for you, Dr. Phil. That's so fucking weird. He just has a work camp for children he partnered with that routinely sexually assaults those fucking kids. And people are like, nice Dr. Phil. He said big little wife, big knife or whatever. Nice Dr. Phil. He should be in a fucking prison.
It's so funny
all these
that
people need to be in
that,
prison. They,
yeah.
All they do is put people at fucking danger and risk.
It's That's really funny. It's really funny too. That like when you talk about Dr. Phil, the thing that comes up is people are like, well, he's not even a real doctor. And
he's
it's
not
like,
a real
what
doctor.
What about the part where he's like a child molester?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And the one who is, because I think
legend.
Dr. Oz is like
is
an actual,
legend?
Huh?
Is that a legend? Should I say a legend?
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well, I'm saying Dr. Phil works with him. Dr. Oz, I'm alleging, is one. Because that's one. And my evidence comes from his own fucking show, where he had a minor expose their breasts to him to give an exam to.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, fuck you, Dr. Oz. I'm coming for you too, dude. I'm coming to fucking... Is that California or is it New York? I'm coming to one of those. I'm going to go to both, dude.
I'm being on a round-trip flight. We're going to stop in 2 days.
Yeah, dude. I'm on a fucking...
Ends of the country.
I'm on a triangle. I'm on a triangular path, dude. Raising hell. And you know what I'll do when
He's
I get to you?
Probably in California.
Just right. Like those Supreme Court justices, I'm going to offer you a nice drink. And take you out for lunch. And that's not code, dude. And that's not code for me.
That is absolutely not code. Levi is not winking at me. Or the microphone.
That's why...
Why are you winking at the microphone?
Dude, that's why we need to get an army of ravenous fans for.
That really is what we're trying to build up.
That's what we are trying to build up.
Parody.
Yeah, dude. That's a secret message to me and any future fans who have ideas that they get from podcasts. And you know, have some delusions, too. If you have Taxi Driver style delusions, Joker style delusions sometimes, hey, let's put those to good use, man. Hit me up.
TMs are open.
Damn, I can't believe that I created a situation where it is possible the advice that comes in will be like, what's the best way to parody a daytime television host?
It's gonna be great. We get all these emails and it's just like, oh, we can't do anything with these.
I know. You know, I made a joke before about struggle sessioning writers, but both late night hosts and daytime hosts, like the only one I kind of like is Conan. I guess John Oliver or whatever.
Yeah, he's kind of like one of the
John Stewart ones. Gets a pass because he's not on the air anymore.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would say I actively like John Stewart. But he's not on the air, so it's fine.
But yeah, I was gonna say, like, if he was on the air, what would he be?
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, I think Colbert back when he had his own little movie show.
Yeah, but...
Now he's got his new little show where he's...
Stewart was always host. Better than Colbert.
Yeah.
And that's why Stewart made Rosewater.
Stewart wasn't doing, like, the bit, basically.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
was,
exactly.
That's, like, why Colbert was funny.
That's why Colbert got Ben and Jerry ice cream.
Yeah.
Because he was doing this fucking... It was a fun bit. It was a funny bit. But it's weird that, like, libs like that only know how to parody conservatives, and even then often don't, but if you ask them to, like, do anything, funny on their own, that's why Colbert isn't good. That yeah. is late night show, that's why it's not good, dude.
Yeah.
It's not funny. My point being, like, outside of, like, Conan, whose show isn't on anymore, right. there isn't a redeemable... a late night host like that, or a redeemable daytime host. Like, I just can't... Listen. When the revolution occurs...
It's coming any day now, brothers.
Everyone's like, my job after the revolution, I'm gonna be the guy who teaches poetry to adults who didn't know how to read. And you go, no, you're not. You're gonna be an electrician. Or else they go...
Yeah, they go like, this is what I want to be. And they go like, that's nice. Yeah. Here's a bunch of electrician's tools. Yeah. They're sending you to school.
My job after the revolution, I'm the leftist... what is that? The leftist commune. I'm going to teach... One thing was, like, they're going to use, like, crystals and spiritualism to teach whatever that thing is where it's, like, you're calming people down. Who's saying something like that? It's like, dude, that's... No, you're not. No, you're not. Also, maybe you need to be ousted from society. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. After the revolution, you're going to be in charge of those farms, man. The best you can hope for is you're going to be the one who gets...
I hope you look forward to that cottagecore, brother.
Yeah, dude, I hope you like cottagecore.
Send you after the farm.
I hope you like cottagecore. Because I'm going Pol Pot style. I'm annihilating these cities. You are all going to work camps. Not the work camps. I didn't mean work camp. I meant people's communes, like Mao had in China, which were nice. Outside of when they started making the pig iron. A real weird thing where Mao was like, we're going to make steel. Dude, and no one knew how to make steel.
We're going
to
make so much fucking steel, dude. It's going to rule. That was Mao.
Yeah, dude.
We're going to fucking show everyone.
My point is, there won't be cities, there won't be suburban life. There's only going to be cottagecore.
Cottagecore is the future.
Cottagecore is the future.
Industrialism was a mistake.
Industrialism
was... We're going back to agricultural...
Hey.
Yeah.
That Unabomber said, Industrial Revolution and its consequences...
I recently looked at the Wikipedia page of the Unabomber.
And guess what?
I thought he was the one that got burned alive in a cabin.
No, he had a cabin. Ted Kaczynski.
He had a cabin. It was Dorner.
Dorner got burned alive. And who can argue with a well-adjusted man like like the Unabomber?
He had a real solid head on his shoulders.
A real solid head on his shoulders.
Listen, yeah, no. The CIA wanted to talk to that guy.
Dude, why would the U.S. instill Pol Pot in Cambodia if what he was doing wasn't good?
I agree.
You're saying to destroy the cities and force everyone to work in farms isn't good? Why would we have installed Pol Pot in Cambodia? Sure, we were bombing them at the time also, but why would we have installed them?
Well, we installed them because we're like, maybe we'll get them with a bomb.
I forget how I started this bit.
It's fine. Let's go ahead and close this thing off so I have less to edit.
Yeah. Send in for advice. We're going to do it. We should open the next one we do talking about that idea. Send in advice. Don't send us advice.
Well, they don't.
Send advice.
Yeah. Send it to the pod and send it to the email that we've said, and I'll throw it in the description.
Hell yeah.
So, thank you for joining us on another episode of TV for White People. I've been your host, Eric.
And I've been Levi.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye! Eric. Levi.